The scripture said, Jimmy, if you will believe your heart and say it with your mouth, you're saved. He didn't say a thing in the world about how you feel different. Oh, sure, I did. But I'm saved because God told me I was saved. Woo, can you, are y'all getting this morning? Well, just listen to me. Just the same way you are saved because God. You want to get in the Word and find out about what all it means to be saved. Because you don't know, you just run around and say, I'm saved and living like a sinner. You're cheating yourself. You're robbing yourself. And you get in there and find out so you can live like a saved person. I mean, you talking about, I got my license. You run every stop sign. You run every red light. It ain't going to work. You're going to wind up somewhere in jail. Or somebody's going to run into you. Something's going to happen. When I'm saved, I'm saved. That means I live like God. I talk like God. I think like God. I act like God because I have become a part of God. God had brought me forth. I'm saved. Hallelujah. And the mind, I take it, because the mind don't want to be brought under control. Oh, because out there in that world, you see everything. Am I talking to anybody? You see everything. You can get on the internet, you can Google, you can get on Facebook, you can pull up anything and see anything you want to see. But I'm saved. So I watch what I see. And what I hear. Hallelujah. So, it is impossible for God to lie. For we know that his promise and his vow will never change. Let's get there. And now we have done what? Run into his heart. And now we have run into his heart to do what? To hide ourselves in his what? Woo, faithfulness. See, all that stuff's trying to get you out. See, once you say you're saved, once you say you feel, once you say you're healed, you run into his heart. And all that doubt and unbelief's trying to find you, looking for you. All the problem of life is trying to find you. I'm in the safe place with God. Oh, my. Run to the heart, hide ourselves in the faithfulness, in his faithfulness. This is where we find what? The strength and comfort. For he what? Empower us to sing what? Has already been established ahead of time. Boy, that's so good. See, it's already established. It's doubt trying to keep you from finding out, trying to keep you out of it. He'll have you looking at yourself. He'll have you looking at your circumstance. He'll have you looking at your husband. He'll have you looking at your wife. He'll have you looking at your job. He'll have you looking at your boss man. He'll have you looking at all these things. He'll have you looking at the color of your skin. He'll have you looking at all that stuff. But this truth has already been established. And so I'm going to run into him. So when all this stuff show up, what happened? All this stuff been established. All this been established ahead of time. And I will have what? Unshakable hope. I don't care what you throw at the devil. I don't care who come against me. I don't care what come against me. I don't care what kind of problem come up in my life. I don't care what kind of problem come up with my family. I have this unshakable hope. God said he'll never leave me. Can I preach to y'all? I am your God. Is there anything too hard for God? Does impossibility exist with him? all things are possible to who? Who are you? I said, who are you? Say out of your mouth, let yourself hear you say, I am a believer.
I believe God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So when God made promise to Abraham, he swore to this man. Abraham. Who? When I bless you, I'm going to cause you. Let me read what he said in Genesis. Give me Genesis 22:16. And then I won't go to who? Genesis. And he said, by myself. Who said this? The Lord. By myself have I sworn, says the Lord. Who said it? For because thou hast done this thing. See, Abraham, God gave this man a son. This is. And then God said, Abraham, take your son, your only son, and offer him up on the altar sacrifice. You know what they did. They got the wood and they got the stuff and he left the servant at the foot of the hill. And they went on to. And Isaac got there. He said, Daddy, I see what? I see the wood. I see all this stuff. He said, well, where's this lamb? Or where's the sacrifice? That man, can you imagine he would put on the spot? What did he tell that son? Isaac, son, the Lord will provide him a sacrifice. Now, the boy got to be willing, but let me go on, to let the daddy put him up on the wood where he's going to offer a sacrifice and draw the knife back. And the Lord said, don't do it. Don't you do it. That's what he's talking about. He said, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine what? Only son. That in blessing Abraham, I will do what? And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. How are you going to do it, God? As the stars of the heaven. How many of y'all ever stood out there in the nighttime and count all those stars? Can you tell me how many up there? They're uncountable to you, aren't they? Oh, what, you're not able to count them. As the sand, how many ever went to the shore or beach and try to count the grains of sand on the beach? How many ever done that? Now this is God who can't lie, saying, and as the sand which is upon the what? Seashore. And thy seed shall do what? Possess the gates of your enemy, of his enemy. And what you mean that I don't let that sucker in my house? And when he shows up, he got to fight. You know, some of us, you know, just like it was when I was in the army, some soldiers trained better than others. Some goop off. We was all in the army. Y'all in the house today. I said, in training, some goop off. They didn't pay attention. They didn't get their training well. And so when the enemy showed up, they didn't know what to do. But if you're trained right, if you're trained right, and you know your rights, and you know how to use a weapon that God has given you, you can stop your enemy in the gate. And just because you didn't stop him didn't mean that God's word wasn't true. There's a God part, there's a man part. Oh, you ought to tell me, say, go on, preach it, Pastor. Yes, sir.